I want to ask you something. I want to ask you this. If we don't stop them, who's going to do it? Is our government going to do it? Is our Christian institutions going to do it? Is it our churches going to do it? Our businesses? Who's going to stop them? Who's going to stop the Marxist socialists that are hell-bent on destroying our nation? I was just reading a Parler, a parlay from Devin Nunez. He's a congressman from California. Great guy. Great politician, great fighter for freedom. He was saying, if we don't stop them, if we don't stop the Marxists, then they're going to destroy our country. And the question to me is like that verse in the Bible where God said he goes to and fro looking for who he can send. And I ask you, I want you to think about this. If you're listening to this on your drive to work, if you're listening to this in your home office because you're working from home now, who's going to stop this? Is it Donald Trump? Doesn't seem like he's able to do it. Is it the government? Is it the bureaucracy of the government? I have an answer. We'll talk about it and talk about some more people who are taking a stand and what we can do about it. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show, subscribing on YouTube, subscribing on the podcast, wherever you listen to this. You can go over, become a member on the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to flfnetwork.com, put in HTBT. I cannot stress to you how important it is to become a subscriber for us, not because we get paid, you know, tons of money, but because this is supporting us and helping us to continue to do this. See, we all have families, we all have expenses, and we're making sacrifices for being and doing these podcasts. I mean, we enjoy it. It's a blessing. We all love it. But you are helping us. You're lifting up our arms like when Moses was weak and he had Aaron and was it Joshua and the other guy? Lifted them up when he was weak. The battle was won. You guys are lifting our arms up. You are making this possible for us to do this and to give us the opportunity cost of instead of doing other things to provide for a family, you're allowing us to do this to help provide for our families and to help us keep going, you know, be able to get the microphones, the cameras, and all that stuff. So I really appreciate that. Don't miss the conference coming up. The last thing I wanted to say, just as a little, you know, side note, is that there may be coming in the next couple of weeks and where I'm going to be starting maybe not to do daily shows. My goal is still to do daily shows, but if I miss one or two here or there, it's just because honestly, so busy. There's a lot of things God's doing right now. There's a lot of things that I'm involved in. And sometimes I'm not going to be able to do it. And it's good news because God's doing a lot of great work. But there might be just some days that there's just not a podcast. And so I just wanted to let you know that in advance. My intention still is to have a daily show. We'll see how that goes because, you know, there's a lot to talk about. All right. The first thing I wanted to talk about, and this is what I want to talk. Well, it's not the first thing I wanted to talk about, but this is the thing that I want us to talk about this whole show is, if no one else is going to fight for us and stop this, then it's got to be us. And that's how it's to be. Because this country was built based on its citizenry. It's from the ground up. That we are to be the moral keepers of this country. We are the ones to hold accountable the people we put in office. We are the ones to hold people to the standards. We are the ones that are supposed to advocate, be the city on the hill. The government is not supposed to be our savior. The government is not supposed to be our sugar daddy. The government isn't supposed to do most things that it does today, most things that it's trying to do tomorrow. And if we don't stop it now, then who's going to stand in the gap? And the answer is nobody. Yes, we're going to see examples of people that are actually fighting, that are taking risks, that are trying to fight back, that are taking a stand, but it's not enough unless we all pitch in and fight. And so there are going to be different roles to play in this battle. And I'm not saying that we all need to do what these examples are doing. We don't need to be the Tucker Carlson. We don't need to be the Matt Williams and fight the exact way that I fight or do exactly what I think you should be doing. but you need to be involved, engaged, discipling your children, discipling the people around you that God's given you as spheres of authority, supporting those that are more on the front lines than the back, becoming a Fight, Laugh, Feast network, supporting this newspaper that we're going to be talking about, supporting people, retweeting when Kanye West talks about healthcare being the devil's work. I mean, sorry, that reproductive healthcare, Planned Parenthood is the devil's work. I mean, it's amazing. In a Forbes article, I think you saw it, the cross-politic guys talked about it. They said that Planned Parenthood groups have been placed inside cities by white supremacists to do the devil's work. Amen. Now, I don't know if I can support the guy as for the birthday party candidate. That's what he's calling his. He's not a Republican. He's not a Democrat. He's a birthday party candidate. But like I've said before, he is basically just removed any chance of the Democrat Party to win the presidency if he runs, for sure. But think about this. Could you imagine saying that yourself in your workplace, in your work setting? See, he's an entertainer. He's a publicity guy. He has a business. He has his rap career, and now he's a presidential candidate, apparently. But he is able to say these things because he has worked. God has blessed him. He has invested in himself. He has worked really hard to get to a place where he can say what he knows to be right. He can get engaged in the fight. And so I want to ask you, if you don't feel like you are in a place where you can fight like Kanye, like you can fight like this newspaper company we're going to talk about, like you can fight like we saw yesterday with Tucker Carlson, then what can you do to get to a place where you feel confident to do that? And until then, because now today is the battle, not tomorrow, not when you can be more self-sufficient in a couple of years, not when you can save up a nest egg in case you get fired, not when you can start that side hustle where it starts paying you revenue every month in the next year. But what can you do today to fight and to support those who are fighting? You may not be the one making a stand in the workplace, but can you find someone who is in your workplace and support them? You have to be doing something, guys. You have to be doing something because they're coming to destroy, to steal, kill, and destroy us. Not from a Republican versus Democrat perspective, but from a values, family-centric, God-ordained perspective. The world wants to destroy us. Satan is hungry, ravaging lion. And look at all of his servants. Look at all of those who are following him that are deceived by him. They are doing the exact same. Now, this story just made my day. It absolutely made my day. Because you know my feelings on the Supreme Court. They're the black robe tyrants. They're the black robe tyrants. And we should not be obeying and listening to their laws because they're not laws, they're opinions. They have no right to tell us how or write laws, create rules for us to live under. They have not the authority, they don't have the enforcement. It is up to other municipalities, local enforcement to enforce their decisions, their laws. And this is another company who could have said, oh, we can't afford to lose any customers. We can't afford to fight this battle. You know, the paper company isn't doing so good anymore. We're struggling. We're fighting. We just aren't in a good place. You know, the conversations that we have with ourselves before we fight, that voice that tells us it's not really smart. You're going to risk too much. The reward isn't that much. It's not that big of a deal. But this company, the Montana Daily Gazette, go over there, montanadailygazette.com. I was going to look to see if there is a way that we can support them online, but maybe there's a way that we can subscribe. Maybe we can send them a donations. If you're looking to support people and you're not quite sure how to get into the fight yourself, I would highly recommend you go over to montanadailygazette.com. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. Click over there, give it a read, give it a view at least, and see how you can support them as they take the stand. Now listen to this article. They lay out the 6-3 ruling of Bostock versus Clayton County. And we've talked about this in the Supreme Court before. It's where they define sex and sexual orientation and gender identity, and they put it under the Title VII Civil Rights Act, where you are discriminating. And we talked about the terrible logic that the Supreme Court had and all that stuff. We don't need to get into it. But I want you to listen to this language because it's inspiring. This language is inspiring. And here we go. This is the Montana Daily Gazette. Because of this woefully unconstitutional opinion of the Supreme Court, which seeks to rewrite law from the judiciary, it is widely assumed that it is now illegal to discriminate against those who engage in sexually immoral behavior or practice deception regarding the representation of their gender. The Montana Daily Gazette proudly affirms the original 1964 Civil Rights Act, which says that employees may not discriminate on the base of race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. Most of these descriptors relate to immutable aspects of humanity, either made by God or ensured by his providence. However, in Bostock v. Clayton County, the Supreme Court has effectively added behaviors to list of protected qualities of human beings. I wonder if they listen to this show or Reform Jellicle, because we've said the exact same arguments. Amen, amen, amen. Now here it goes. Let this serve as public notice of our intent to defy this Supreme Court opinion and any orders of lesser magistrates to enforce it. Our publication maintains the right to practice our religion according to the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Our religion requires representing ourselves in a fashion that is above reproach in regards to our personal character and conduct. Because our publication cares about our personal character, morality, and integrity, we will not hire employees who admit to engaging in behavior, sexual or otherwise, that we believe is repugnant to civility, common decency, or contrary to family values. Whoa, did you just get the chills like I did? I mean, can you see on YouTube? I'm getting the chills. I don't know if you can pick that up on my crappy camera. Guys, this is fighting. This is standing up and saying, no more. You will not gain any more ground over me. My business be damned. I'm not going to let you tyrants rule over me this way. To go on. And while we pray for those who with gender dysphoria, we will not hire employees who are confused regarding their gender because it does not bode well for their grasp of reality. Oh, I love it. Let's continue. Their devotion to science and reason or their understanding of basic educational issues like human biology. If the gender dysphoric cannot accurately represent themselves, we do not believe they can adequately represent our company. And as a company, we alone have the right to determine who or who is not hired based upon our perceptions of their moral qualifications or disqualifications. Only in 2020, this isn't rational. Only in 2020 that this would be controversial. Let's go on. While it is highly supposed that religious organizations, in quotes, like churches and religious nonprofits. Now, listen to this. All right, guys, I'm going to start over on this one. You got to listen to this. Tune in. Listen to this. This is crucial. While it is highly supposed that religious organizations, in quotes, like churches and religious nonprofits in parentheticals, will be exempt from the new reading of Bostock and Clayton County, businesses like this one will not be. However, the First Amendment was not given to churches or religious organizations, but to every individual American. While the Montana Daily Gazette is not a religious organization, in parentheticals, it is run by devoted Christians who have First Amendment rights to the freedom of conscience in all matters of life, including trade and commerce. Amen, amen, amen. What are you going to do to get in this fight? Who's going to stop this onslaught? Who is going to stand in the gap? If it's not us Christians in business, as employees, as entrepreneurs, as laymen, as common folk, as people managing their household, as children, who's going to do it? No one. The responsibility lies with us. As citizens of heaven and as citizens of this country. We're fighting for biblical values. We're fighting for what God says. We're fighting for the Lordship of Jesus. We are ambassadors of Christ. How should an ambassador of Christ react to this lawlessness, to these lawbreakers, to these tyrants, to these evil people that want to still kill and destroy, that are being used by the principalities and powers in Ephesians 6 that we are truly at war with? And like the Montana Daily Gazette says, we should pray for our enemies. We should pray for the people that are going to bring lawsuits against us, that are going to challenge us, that are going to fire us, that are going to not bring us business. We should pray for them. But we have to fight. We have to fight. Are we going to let these Christian men, these Christian businesses, are we going to hang them out to dry? Are we going to Robert Bruce them? Are we going to leave them in the battlefield without backup, without reinforcements? Or are we going to get in the fight ourselves, either to support, to supply, or join them in the front lines? You got to do something. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.